One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, Gunther booked to lose on last night's Raw.
CM Punk appears after WWE Raw goes off the air.
UFC's Michael Chandler calls out Conor McGregor on Raw.
And a former world champion's TNA contract set to expire.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Michael Hamflett.
And this is the news. Good to be back.
Do it.
Not normally news this, a wrestler booked to lose on a wrestling show, but when it's Gunther, that is big news. Now, spoilers for last night's Raw, although why are you watching this before? Anyway, timestamps in the bit below if you need to skip past this.
Because we've just spoiled their line. Gunther lost the belt.
Yeah.
Or did he?
He didn't. He retained because of that bloody Jimmy Uso costing his brother JJ. Basically had the match won, and then Jimmy played JBL's theme on the ring bell, and Gunther eventually retained. But an interesting report has come out via WrestleVotes on social media, on X to be specific, because WrestleVotes tweeted, here an interesting story we hope to follow up with more on tomorrow. That's today now, of course. Sources state that there were multiple people within the company under the impression Jey Uso was winning the IC title tonight on Raw. I'm told that as late as 6 p.m. this was the direction on various show rundowns within the creative and digital departments, which was quite a surprise. I think, you know, people bought the near falls in the match, but I think generally people would have assumed, especially with Chad Gable hopefully on that upswing towards WrestleMania, that Gunther is going to hold the Intercontinental title all the way to WrestleMania 40. But no, according to WrestleVotes, apparently they were going to do a title switch to Jey Uso, ending Gunther's epic reign. What do you make of this?
What's going on here? Right?
Yeah.
I can only see one of two things. Number one, all of this was the actual decision.
Mm-hmm.
They'd spent weeks building, obviously, this Jey Uso Gunther match, and in just a twist of all twists for what we would have assumed was happening for WrestleMania season, the Intercontinental title was pivoting over to the Jey versus Jimmy match.
Yeah.
Gunther was going to lose the title. There was going to be some sort of massive Gunther match planned. I don't know. But just a seismic moment and result on a Raw that nobody could have seen coming ahead of Elimination Chamber, just to really upset the apple cart that little bit more between now and us. That is one possible option per this report, and that everybody that, you know, is a source or everybody that has this information was acting in good faith.
Gunther had sorted his visa thing somehow, magically was able to suddenly go to Australia, was going to take someone's place in the chamber and book his spot in the presumably World Heavyweight Championship match.
Speculative notion number two. Maybe just mine. I feel like it was yours when we discussed this before we came in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Was this an attempt to try and find a leak, find a mole, find a rat, find people that, you know, like wrestling, a lot of the news we report on here is from people who go and double source their information, like journalists that like try and do the work as best as possible from the sources they have behind the scenes within wrestling. This title change, as of what, 6 p.m. last night? Like being on the docket, being on the board, whatever, just feels like the type of information that you would like to see, like where, like who might report that as if to test if you think somebody is a mole, a rat. I think this has happened before. There have been writers in the past that have been sort of outed as moles or as sources because they've leaked a storyline that nobody had the intention of actually producing, but just thought, let's see if this one gets out there, and it does, and then so and so and so. So I think it might be a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't get out, so there was no press around Gunther leak. There was none of them sort of eyeball emojis where it says, won't believe the match result on Raw tonight.
Yeah.
Because that would have certainly put the cat amongst the pigeons. It's come out now instead.
If what I'm hearing is true, poor Gunther.
Exactly, yeah. None of that sort of stuff. So maybe on this occasion the plan didn't work, or as we say, option number one, it was actually going to happen. It's fascinating, this.
Mm.
There is, of course, I guess, option C, which is something we used to be a lot more familiar with in sort of older times. is that Raw getting torn up 15 minutes before air. But there's less of that in the present day that we're aware of, certainly compared to like the last days of Vince McMahon or whatever. So there is that as well as a possibility. But even last night's finish felt in the cards for a long time. Jimmy cost and Jay to get us back on track for the WrestleMania match. Very, very strange, this. I'm excited to see the follow-up, if there is one, from WrestleVotes, and just to see how this sort of gradually trickles down.
I just love the fact we're going to get Jimmy and Jay at WrestleMania, because I know a few people were thinking, have they kind of lost interest in that? Maybe the, you know, the Rumble interaction showed that they're going to focus on other things for them for WrestleMania, but no, it looks like we're circling back to that. And well, I think all my dreams are going to come true at WrestleMania, fingers crossed.
I mean, it was a good way last night to get the heat back in that thing. It felt like in the Rumble, the heat was sort of gradually evaporating, but it was right back in it last night.
That spot in Cody Drew's incredible.
Long-form Raw review, coming wherever you get your podcast, we're very excited.
Ups and downs as well with Simon Miller later as well.
Somebody who won't feature on that podcast, unlike, well, apart from when I wedge him in, because I always do regardless, but he won't feature in terms of the content of our review, is CM Punk. But he did appear last night in Anaheim, which I always say like that because I remember two English fans going to a fan access. We were here last year in Anaheim and we're here again in Texas. He was there last night backstage and he came out and cut a promo at the end. You've got Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes in the ring. They've obviously sent the baddies packing in. It's always the way where it's like, get home safe, all that kind of thing. Send the baby faces out there just to give them a smile and a wave. And CM Punk was one of them baby faces. He was out. He had his arms still in that like Steve Austin knee brace that he wears on his tricep. And he was just, it was a nice message of warmth, basically. He said, like, he'd been in the back all night and the crowd had been so hot for everything, for every wrestler that had come through the curtain, that he just couldn't resist and he wanted a piece of it as well. He said, you know, just because I look like this now, I promise you the next time I'm back in Anaheim, I will come back with my boots on. Ooh. And he's obviously sort of, he's already talking up. He did that interview with TNT Sports at the weekend where he's given a 6 to 8 month lead time and I think he's extending that a bit for the surprise. You've got Drew working the story that kind of like facilitates Punk's return.
What was he said yesterday as well? I'm still working.
My mouth still works. I'm still in the mix. So this is, I would like to think the Punk will find his way at least into a commentary seat for something at WrestleMania, especially if he's in, like, commentating for the Drew match or something.
Or, can you imagine?
Like, Drew,
Rock, Roman, Cody, Seth with Punk on commentary.
One of them spills his diet soda.
Jesus Christ.
But this is more of a story, not just because obviously he's
could have him and Heyman on either side.
Oh my God. not just for obviously for CM Punk making an appearance full stop, which is interesting, but the fact that obviously, you know, there was a lot of discussion, shall we say, about how Punk's rehab went the last time.
If he's left home to sit and just dwell.
There are elements of speculation that maybe that wasn't for the best.
Yes.
So a mix of, well, to use his words, being in the mix is probably better than not. And, like, who wouldn't be glad of this as an unadvertised, nice little mini moment if you bought your tickets to the show?
Yeah. So
get well soon, Punker.
Well, I'll tell you where else it'd be a nice mini moment. Our live show.
Oh, yeah, we'll see you there, actually, Phil. Yeah.
I can guarantee a Phil will be at It's Always Sunny at What Culture. I'm going to say which Phil. You have to buy your tickets to get to that
one. It's the dog one. It's the one Miller's holding, because he'll be there too.
WhatCulture.com/tickets. It goes down on the Sunday lunchtime, day two of WrestleMania, basically. We are the meat in your WrestleMania sandwich. VIP tickets sold out. General admission still available, though. WhatCulture.com/tickets. Do join us for that one. It was a very eventful episode of Raw. I loved it last night. I'm very excited to be back at work and back talking about this sort of thing, especially because the UFC x WWE crossover is in full effect now, because Michael Chandler got on the mic. She snatched it away from Samantha Irvin to cut a promo calling out one Conor McGregor. You might have heard of him. There was also Netflix officials there as well, weren't they?
Netflix guys. Other names.
But yeah, he grabs the mic from Samantha and he says, there's a man from Ireland that's been making me wait for way too long and I still got one dude on my mind. Conor McGregor, get your candy ass back in the octagon. We've got some unfinished business. Now, if you're one of the Venn diagram like me of I like WWE and I like MMA, you will know that Chandler and McGregor worked together on The Ultimate Fighter, the 31st season of it, which actually started filming at the start of 2023. Normally, the coaches subsequently fight each other. Tough 31 finished at UFC 292 way back in August. That fight still hasn't happened, though. But there's constant speculation about it. Connor has suggested that he'll face Chandler in June. Chandler has basically held off on fighting anyone else until he gets his hands on Connor. For me, it's one of the biggest fights that the UFC can put on. I think it's a big deal as well that they decided to advance this, I want to say storyline, but advance this rivalry on an episode of Monday Night Raw, and it got a great reaction from the fans in Anaheim.
Before we came in the studio, I was about to be like the Michael Colty or Pat McAfee and just sort of go, and then you show me a clip of him kicking ass and doing backflips with his like 12 pack.
He kicked the head off Tony Ferguson. Yeah.
And I was like, right, I'm kind of into this guy actually. Like now, there's mixed feelings about this whole overlap and all that sort of stuff. But I will say this: if this like sort of opens the door for guys like him to see the end of their fight game nearing and just test themselves in a pro wrestling setting,
with
the possible view of being one of the next ones to transition over, I will lean in there because this promo was not bad.
No, exactly.
And fighters, you know, the UFC from the very beginning when like things started getting hot, it was ultimately copying WWE's homework.
Yes.
And then bettering it for years and years and years in terms of the buy rates, in terms of the fan interest and that. So yeah, this like as far like if in like 10 years time we're doing like a Michael Chandler's role, Michael Chandler,
yeah,
like his road to WrestleMania story, and they show a clip of when he first made a cameo on Raw. Like you could use this promo and be like, look, he had something from the very beginning.
MMA fans hate to admit it, but there's a large amount of crossover between wrestling and MMA in terms of, you know, Conor McGregor. One of the reasons he got so famous, apart from being just awesome, was his ability to talk. Check out Israel Adesanya's entrances. Like, they don't just walk out anymore and have a bit of a scrap.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope this opens the door for more of this sort of thing for me, because I love both things very much.
I wonder, like, let us know in the comments, be nice, whether this is the sort of thing where, like, people will be absolutely raging, like, what the hell are they talking about? And then they're for, or they're glad, similarly, of the kind of cross. I'm interested to sort of see this from
It's one of those where, as long as the MMA guys don't come in and destroy all the wrestlers because they need a bit of a hype for their next fight or whatever, I think, I think it's only beneficial for both companies.
Anyway, let's get this onto a proper wrestling story. A proper wrestling company with absolutely no drama going. TNA.
Well, I've missed this, but I've sort of kept up with it on social media.
This is not related to a bunch of TNA talents doing the TikTok, which could or may not tease in Scott DeMore, who knows what. This is strictly about...
Just big Karrion Kross fans, you don't know.
Maybe that's the one into they want to put over the adjustment.
They want to get into the group Mega Glove, as we call them.
Yeah, man, there's like memberships are closed right now because that's how it's stable in the business, which is maybe why Steve Macklin might be thinking about moving back to WWE, not to join Mega Glove. That's nonsense, but we do have information.
Pure speculation.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/whatculture.
We do have some actual news on his contract expiring. This is from Sean Ross Sapp from the SRS Backstage Report show. His TNA deal is up in May. Sapp said, quote, his contract is actually up in May. He signed a multi-year deal with TNA and it was announced in June 2021 that he had signed a contract with Impact. That has come up about 3 years. It's going to be interesting to see where he lands. He's 36, he'll be 37 with an incredible amount of experience in WWE. Of course, he had all that time, 7 years, I think, in the system. Right now, he's going to be wanted for his in-ring presence, but down the line, he's going to be a guy who's wanted for his wrestling brain. He's got an awful big wrestling brain, a student of the game, overall a good guy. Macklin went to TNA in 2021. He was part of the Forgotten Sons, if you remember that. He was one of the Wolves with Baron Corbin. Like a lot of bad luck, because obviously Jackson Reich had got that act in general into a lot of trouble and, you know, like a victim of the releases and all that kind of thing. So a bit of choppy waters towards the end of his WWE
run.
Built
himself back up well, though, in TNA.
Hugely, yeah. Kind of rebuilt his, not his reputation, but rebuilt his name and his aura and all that sort of thing. Wrestling brain is an interesting choice of words from Sean Ross Sapp, because in the open letter that you might have seen the TNA talent sent out to Anthem Sports and Entertainment last week, they campaigned for somebody in Scott DeMore's role to have a wrestling brain before saying, we think that person is Scott DeMore. So I think that's an interesting turn of phrase there, because right now TNA feels like it's fumbling around in the dark looking for somebody with that kind of mindset. Could that factor into a new deal if he was to re-sign?
Yeah, really interesting. I hope he gets the best he can, though, because I realise Steve Macklin.
It's a wrestler's time in terms of getting big money deals. Go get it. Go get it.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE on X. Of course, you want to get in touch with us. Thank you to everyone who sent these through. Rolling Ranger starts us off with a picture of their dog, Kalia, there. How would you feel about Big E transitioning to commentary? I feel like he did a great job at the kickoff show.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
Big E is a wonderful, a wonderful human being. Wonderful, 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 and this would be wonderful too. It's not an easy job, and there's that we've seen countless wrestlers over the years who are fantastic promos that can't necessarily do that. Not can't, but just don't fit as well, especially within WWE. They like things to be a certain way, but all you can go off is evidence, and every time Big E is in a public speaking setting, he handles himself with just the most grace and decorum and warmth and humour. And in the literal WWE setting, we had that Vegas show that we both adored the other week, and he was, I think I love nonsense wordplay, and he was the nice to punk spice, wasn't he?
Yes.
And they were like, they were really nicely balanced, like off one another and bouncing off each other and stuff. Loads of in-ring experience. I'm enjoying Graves as a play-by-play.
I really like that.
But like Wade Barrett is somebody that has like been not effortless. I'm sure it takes a lot of work. But
we trained him, of course.
Yes, is it.
WCPW.
And you know, like if there's ever a Defiant WCPW reunion show, we'll get Big E on the broadcast for that as well. We'd love it. We'd absolutely love it. Like, who wouldn't love Big E in absolutely any role he wanted?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously, you'd cross your fingers if he wants to and if he's ever physically able to, that he could step back in the ring. But if that's not possible for all the neck issues and stuff that he's had, I think this is a great alternative. He clearly had a great time, like you say, doing that kickoff show, and he is officially the nicest man in wrestling.
And if you want to hear his voice put to great use, check out Bridges by Our Heroes Rock. Big E lends his voice and indeed his mind and his creativity to all that. It's a fantastic project, and it's out there now on the Our Heroes Rock YouTube channel. I think you can find a trailer of that on our channel.
We nicked it.
We had it. But yeah, go and check that out, because it kicks it.
Speaking of Our Heroes Rock, I'm not sure if you can see that there, I will be chatting to Big E later on this week, so keep an eye out on our social media channels. I'll be pitching for questions, although I just like listening to that man talk. He's just lovely, and I'm very excited to be chatting to him about that and just generally. So maybe I'll even ask him about getting involved in commentary. I think he could really be great on the best wrestling show of the week, which is, of course, NXT. David Newport says, picture your dream entrance for any superstar at this year's WrestleMania. David says, I want to see Bayley bring back the Bayley Buddies, but it would be awesome if her original number one fan, Izzy Moreno, would be there too and involved somehow. She's wrestling now, isn't she, of course?
She is. I've seen that pitch. I don't hate it, and I kind of don't hate any Bayley pitch I hate, so at this point I want all of it.
Yeah.
Hashtag Paramore for Mania.
Oh, please.
But you see, the thing is, like, I like Paramore, and there's a number of different songs that would suit like a Bayley video package of how she started like right at the bottom, she rose all the way at the top, tried to help with Damage Control. Just tell the story with the video, and then build into Bayley Buddies and the old music come back. I want it all. Bring Izzy out if you want, you can have the lot.
A bit better than this.
I like, so yeah, I'll Like, I like every pitch I've heard, but I just want them to throw all of it at WrestleMania. Don't be like, well, yeah, but she might not win the title there. We might want to save that for an extra. No, I want the whole lot, please, on the big stage, daft as possible. Give it the moment. It's not going to go on last, is it? So, like, you might as well throw everything. Hoy on first.
Yes.
And then, like, give everybody, like the grand start to WrestleMania.
I don't know what he's going to be involved in, but I'm very excited to see how they top Dominic Mysterio's entrance from last year.
That's the bar.
But I will say that my dream WrestleMania entrance, because I'm going to avoid the big ones, because the big ones are the big ones. Let us know your suggestions in the comment section below. Is Logan Paul comes out. He's United States champion in my book. He's still here. He comes out. Mm-hmm. He's Mr. Prime. Maybe he's even got KSI or just someone in their big KSI bottle. And they're like, hey, Prime for everybody. And I was like, awesome. And then just as he goes into the ring, he's like, yeah, and maybe the Prime bottle's been told, we know what happened last time, so you're only allowed to stay on the entrance ramp.
Yeah.
And then LA Knight runs him over in the Slim Jim car. Just an idea. You know, like when Del Rio ran over Santa. Anyway, Ashley gives us our final question of the day. I love this, Ashley. This is a great question, Ashley. With WWE PLA is going global, can you see a time where countries bid on hosting these events akin to the World Cup and Euros? Can you imagine, not Seb Blair, but can you imagine someone going, the WrestleMania of 2027 goes to England or something? I'd love that.
We're pretty much there. Cities now in America, certainly. I don't know to what extent they put bids together or how much they canvas for it financially. I wouldn't be able to pass comment on that, but I do know that they campaign for WWE's interest, I guess. And I think, like, basically now WWE use the economic impact on a city as a way to say, well, yes, if you want to spend this much on putting towards it, you will get this much back. It's an easy win for you. You're going to bring all these people to it. And that was kind of the point of John Cena's, like, Money in the Bank rah-rah speech. As a UK taxpayer, what he's basically saying is, hey, government, don't fix your problems. Bring WrestleMania to Wembley or something like that.
Maybe that's what Labour are going to make as their chief policy. We're going to bring WrestleMania to the UK.
I think that would, like, be equally awful and brilliant for them in terms of an election campaign.
Oh, but, yeah. We're like, huh?
But, like, public money is a tricky one. It's a thorny subject in that regard. But that's certainly where they're at this point. I would, like, again, speculation. I'm sure I could do the reading on this, or, like, the links will be out there. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Perth or tourism or whatever over there have put in or have contributed, knowing that they're going to get so much more back. Like, every time we were in Cardiff for... I was going to do that awful thing. You know, we were in Cardiff for Clash at the Castle, or we were in, like, Wembley for All In. Like,
neither of us.
All of us were there. Right? But no, like, any time you go to a major wrestling event in the city, you can just see the impact it has over the course of that weekend. It becomes a wrestling-centric destination for that weekend. WWE especially are really slick at all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, if we're not there already, I'm pretty sure we're
Yeah, I would not be surprised by that. My actual, you know, I've got my little birds, my sources.
Yes, only real journalist in the game, I think.
Fed me that apparently next year's WrestleMania is going to be going international, but it's going to be delayed slightly. It's going to be in the Netherlands, Amsterdam specifically, on 420. So you heard it at first. Anyway, let us know your thoughts on everything in the comment section below. And hey, while you're at it, why not check out this video? We'll see you soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.